Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His silence. He could take a morning walk in silence and then break it. Even more striking was the silent response to something you said. A disciple could ask a question and receive a long silence. A strange-minded woman from Cleveland once went into Prabhupada's room with some of her relatives and sat in his presence for a long time while no one spoke at all. Later, she said that they all thought Prabhupada was doing something mystical, that they weren't supposed to talk and that he was reciprocating there and not speaking, although considerable time went by. With his servants, he could travel long distances without talking. Once, on a long flight from Germany to Australia, he was silent and said only a few things. When the plane landed in Australia, Prabhupada said that here in Australia it was green and there in Germany it was green. So how can they say there is no life on the moon and other planets? Some of his comments were surrounded by long silences. Sometimes he would chastise or question us by his silences, which became so intense that we could not bear them. And you could not penetrate his silence. The quality of gravity is defined as follows in the Nectar of Devotion. A person who doesn't express his mind to everyone, or whose mental activity and plan of action are very difficult to understand, is called grave. And he liked quiet in his room. He wouldn't tolerate noises. He would wake his servants to chase dogs when they were howling outside, especially when he was trying to translate in the early morning. And he would send his servants to track out any odd noises in the building or thereabouts. During his lectures and classes, he would detect the slightest noise and ask that it be stopped. A slamming door broke his heart, he said, and sirens in New York, garbage trucks, dogs, in India, the tap-tapping of the building construction, but he could tolerate it all. For Prabhupada, however, real silence was the fact that he never spoke any nonsense. He could talk unendingly about Krishna. Sometimes a foolish guest would speak some mundane nonsense and Prabhupada would tolerantly be silent, but it was unnatural to see Prabhupada silent in the presence of another person because Prabhupada was the one who should be speaking. He had absolute knowledge and all others should have been silent to let him speak if he desired to speak. He complied with Krishna's wishes and with our wishes that he talk. He spoke from duty, from love, from the preaching spirit. Thank you. Hare Krishna.